This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know that Joe Dredd from West Seattle is. Joe Dredd, are you there?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Joe. I am Taryn, your host. Well, hold on.
Let me throw something out. I hear you guys are looking for a grand marshal, and I thought about offering my assistance of showing up dressed as Gene Simmons to do this. But I started thinking, I mean, this would be a lot of fun. But my band, Almost Human, is performing that same night in Kirkland at the Lime. So I'm kind of booked up already. But I want to invite all your listeners to come out to our show. It's no cover charge. Almost Human live at the Lime in Kirkland. Come on out.
I am so proud of you. You are truly embodying the Gene Simmons promotional nature. Because I was about to say, if we just had you dressed up as Gene Simmons on like the flatbed float thing, just...
Yeah.
With the bass sticking your tongue out, even though there's no bass sounds coming out of the guitar, I think that would be like the funniest visual. That Gene Simmons just up on the flatbed with us. But I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, I do have the battle axe bass, so it would work.
Well, I mean, if you got a few extra couple minutes, come on up to Stanwood.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I am your host, Taryn, and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Get to the chopper.
Also, did you listen to the cheat sheet?
Oh yeah, Joe. Were you tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, I was not. So it's a fair game.
It sure is. For those playing at home, Joe Dredd will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I want to dedicate my win to our friend Sarah. May she rest in peace.
Oh, thank you, Joe. What car manufacturer makes the Tundra?
Toyota.
Correct. What was the first Pixar movie?
First Pixar was that Toy Story?
It sure was. What color is a kumquat?
It's orange.
It is. Which spacecraft was the first to bring astronauts to the moon?
Apollo 11.
Correct. Jack Napier is better known as which DC Comics supervillain?
That'd be the Joker.
It sure is. AuctionWeb was the original name for what company?
eBay.
Correct. Which Seattle singer was born Christopher John Boyle?
Christopher John Boyle. It's not Chris Cornell.
It certainly is. A Bee's Knees is a Prohibition-era cocktail featuring which alcohol?
Pass.
At the start of the universe, which element was the first to form?
The sun?
No.
What element? No, pass.
Which country has the largest chicken population globally?
That'd be the U.S.
No.
Brazil?
No.
Ah, well, I got nothing.
Joe, you got 7 correct.
You didn't get nothing. That's you got 7.
Solid. That's very solid, and you didn't even need that cheat sheet to achieve that number, so congratulations.
Oh, so I got those 3 that were on the cheat sheet?
You did!
Look at you.
Let's see if Steve Miggs can do the same.
Yeah, suck it, Steve.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize we wanted the worst. We got the worst. It's Joe Dredd.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What car manufacturer makes the Tundra?
Toyota.
Correct. What was the first Pixar movie?
Toy Story.
It was. Which spacecraft was the first to bring astronauts to the moon?
Is that Apollo 11?
It is. What color is a kumquat?
Wow.
Pass.
Jack Napier.
Are we red?
No.
Pink?
No.
Yellow?
No. Oh, Jack Napier is better known as which DC Comics supervillain?
Oh, is that Doc Ock?
No.
Lex Luthor?
No.
The Riddler?
No. Auction Web was the original name for what company?
eBay.
Correct. Which Seattle singer was born Christopher John Boyle?
Chris Cornell.
Correct. A Bee's Knees is a Prohibition-era cocktail featuring what alcohol?
Moonshine?
No.
Vodka?
No.
Tequila?
No. At the start of the universe, which element was the first to form?
Matter?
No.
Dirt?
No.
Water?
No. Which country has the largest chicken population?
Stanwood.
No.
At Taryn Daly.
At my house, yes. Steve, you got 5 correct.
That's not
which is a loss.
Oh.
7-5. Steve. Congratulations, Joe Dredd.
Thank you. That goes out to Sarah. We miss you.
Oh, we sure do.
We sure do. Thank you, brother.
One that Joe knew that was on the cheat sheet, but he wasn't even listening to it. Jack Napier is the Joker.
The Joker.
A kumquat is orange. A Bee's Knees features gin.
You know, be honest, all these years I've heard, like, this is the Bee's Knees. I never even bothered to ever look up what the hell that even means.
They're delicious.
Okay.
Gin, lemon juice, a little honey. Mm-mm. At the start of the universe, the element that was the first to form was hydrogen, and the country with the largest chicken population is China.
I should have just guessed that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.